Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Linning School Watch, reaching out to Africa and the Eastern Hemisphere. We're so glad you're joining us tonight for Linning School Watch Friday Night Specials. The toll-free call-in number is 1-877-497-9937. Tonight we will be reading from the 8th chapter of the Book of John. If you would like to learn and hear English, this is a good opportunity for you. If you live in Africa or the Eastern Hemisphere, we're reaching out especially to you tonight. Of course, anyone from anywhere is welcome to listen. Beginning in just a few minutes. Glad you're with us tonight. We will begin shortly. Take this time to sit back and relax. Have a coffee or tea, and if you have that Book of John, get that out. If not, you can listen. You're welcome to join us. Beethoven. We'll be with you in just a minute. Diane Diane's email is diane@lenning.com. Welcome to Lenning School Watch Friday Night Specials. This is Diane Lenning, your host, and I'm so glad you've joined us and you're here with us to spend this wonderful hour together. We're broadcasting from California in the United States of America. We're reaching out to you who live in Africa, and I know quite a few of my friends in Kenya, but I'm looking to make friends around the entire continent of Africa. And reaching also to the entire hemisphere of the Eastern Hemisphere. We want to share the good news with you. We'd like you to have a good life with peace, harmony, joy, good families, good jobs, a good life that worships and serves a living God. And we want to share that good news with you tonight. We are going to be reading from the book of John in chapter 8. And we have been reading in John about how God has demonstrated his power in the flesh among the people on earth, in the flesh of his son, Jesus Christ. We will be sharing with that. After we pray, let's bow our heads together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time together. It is a privilege and an honor to share the good news of the Lord God around the world, that people may have everlasting life and may have the greatest gift that God has ever given the world, the gift that is available to each one who chooses to accept it and to receive it. We thank you, Lord, for this choice. We thank you for the gift of Jesus in our hearts and lives. And we pray that you would bless those who are hearing the word tonight and bless those around the world to not only share the good news, but to live in the walk as a Christian, the daily life as a Christian. And we're praying, Lord, for that guidance from the Holy Spirit that we talked about last time, that the Holy Spirit will guide each Christian, whether they be new or have been a Christian a while, or that you will continue to guide them each day in their walk toward reaching the maturation of a Christian as Jesus gave us the example in the New Testament and specifically in the book of John where we're reading tonight. And we pray these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Well, as you know, we're broadcasting from California. And we want to share the many good things that God has blessed America with the rest of the world. It all comes from God. Like our wonderful young woman, Gabby, who just won the gold medal in gymnastics representing the United States. She says, we just say the worship upward to the Lord and he rains down his blessings upon us. Now, that doesn't mean our life will be perfect or that we will not have problems. But God promises he will be there with us to help us and to guide us. And that's the wonderful thing about being a Christian. No matter where you are, what race you are, what socioeconomic group you are, or what kind of education you have, we are all part of God's family. And when we are part of God's family, when we meet around the world, we have a common bond of being a brother and sister in Christ as part of God's family. And if you haven't received the Lord yet, we're going to give you, as we try to every week, the opportunity later in the broadcast to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Now, in review, we know that in the first seven chapters of John, that Jesus was here for a purpose, an appointed purpose that God had sent Jesus to perform. And he was starting to perform it at the age of 30, and he did for 3 years until he was 33, at the end of his life, in which we will get to that lesson eventually in what happened and what the end of his life brought for each one of us. In the first seven chapters, we find that Jesus was demonstrating the power of God through miracles, and in the way he was talking and instructing others around him in his many meetings, we find that there was a healing of a person who could not walk, a lame person who Jesus said, "Pick up your mat and walk," while at the healing pool of Bethesda. Jesus reached out to the woman at the well, who we know was likely a woman of the street, and he knew all her past and confirmed to her that he had to be from God. And she went home and told all her friends, and many came and met him and received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. God, in the beginning of the book of John, and a meeting where his mother attended a wedding feast, Jesus turned the water into wine. He performed one miracle after another. At the Beatitudes, where he turned the loaves and fishes into enough food to feed a multitude of over 5,000. He then, after the disciples had left him at the shore and crossed the Sea of Galilee, he wanted to get to their boat, so he walked on the water to join them in their boat. One miracle after another. There were many who believed on Jesus as the Savior, the Messiah, and yet there were still many skeptics who did not believe. Even today we have skeptics, and we have many, many, many who see the reality of God and accept and receive God's best gift. If you're in doubt, just ask the Lord in sincerity, "Lord, if you are real, reveal yourself to me. Lord, let me see the reality of God." And I assure you, if you are sincere, he will show you the reality of God. Let's begin tonight in the 8th chapter of John. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. The Mount of Olives is very significant in both Book of John and in the future, as we will read prophetic writings of the Bible. At dawn, he appeared again in the temple court, where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women." Now that means in the Old Testament of the Bible, before Christ became the Lamb sacrifice. "Now what do you say?" Now they were using this question as a trap, in order to have a basis for accusing him. "I'm sure we've all been asked questions to try to trap us, but let's see how Jesus answers." But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her. Again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Well, do you think there's anyone in the world without sin? No. Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So now let's see what these people do in response to that comment. At this, those who heard began to go away, one at a time. The older ones first, until only Jesus was left, with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and sin no more, and leave your life of sin." Verse 12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The Pharisees challenged him. "Here you are appearing as your own witness. Your testimony is not valid." Jesus answered, "Even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid. For I know where I came from and where I am going. But you have no idea where I came from or where I am going. You judge by human standards. I pass judgment on no one. But if I do judge, my decisions are true, because I am not alone. I stand with the Father who sent me. In your own law it is written that the testimony of two witnesses is true, but I am one who testifies for myself. My other witness is the Father who sent me." Have you ever felt people have passed judgment on you? Or have you been one guilty of passing judgment on another when maybe you don't have a right to cast that first stone? Then they ask him, "Where is your father?" "You do not know my father," Jesus replied. "If you knew me, you would know my father also." He spoke these words while teaching in the temple courts near the place where the offerings were put. Yet no one seized him, because, as we've heard many times throughout the scripture, his hour had not yet come. Dispute over Jesus or who Jesus is. Verse 21. Once more, Jesus said to them, "I am going away, and you will look for me, and you will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come." This made the Jews ask, "Will he kill himself? Is that why he says, 'Where I go, you cannot come'?" But he continued, "You are from below. I from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins. If you do not believe that I am he, you will indeed die in your sins." Did you hear that last part? That applies to us too. If you don't believe in who Jesus is, you will indeed die in your sins. But there's good news. You don't have to die in your sins. You can accept and believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior. All you have to do is receive him. And if you haven't done so yet already, we're going to pray that salvation prayer. Who are you? They asked. Just what I have been telling you from the beginning, Jesus replied. I have much to say in judgment of you, but he who sent me is trustworthy, and what I have heard from him, I tell the world. They did not understand that he was telling them about his Father. So Jesus said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not let me alone, for I always do what pleases him. Even as he spoke, believe. Even as I speak his words, there will be many also who believe in me. Now there was dispute over whose children Jesus' opponents are. Verse 31. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free? Jesus replied, very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave of sin. That means regardless of who you are or where you're from, you're a sinner and haven't accepted Jesus. You are a slave to sin. But there is good news. You don't have to be a slave to sin any longer. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. The Son, Jesus Christ, can and will set you free tonight if you but believe on him. Jesus says, I know that you are Abraham's descendants. You are looking for a way to kill me because you have no room for my word. I am telling you what I have seen in the Father's presence, and you are doing what you have heard from your father. Abraham is our father, they answered. If you were Abraham's children, said Jesus, then you would do what Abraham did. As it is, you are looking for a way to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do such things. You are doing the works of your own father. And if you're in doubt who that is, he's talking about Satan. We are not illegitimate children, they protested. The only father we have is God himself. Now Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I have come here from God. In other words, there would be a witness in your spirit that he is God's son, and you would know without a shadow of a doubt that he is the Messiah. Ask the Lord to reveal the Messiah to you, the real Messiah. Not the false Messiah. There will be a false Messiah in the end time, and we are approaching that end time. But you will not be deceived if you ask the true God to reveal to you the true Messiah. If I were your father, you would love me, said God. For I have come here from God, said I have not come my own. God sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, and here Jesus leaves no doubt, your father, the devil. And you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. You'll find yourself in the circumstances of committing murder for whatever reason. Listen to what this word says, that you are not holding to the truth. There is no truth in one who follows one who says to murder others. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of liars. Satan. No. Yet because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Can any of you prove me guilty of sin? If I am telling the truth, why don't you believe me? Whoever belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God. I'm telling you tonight, the good news is you can belong to God. You can hear the truth from God and from Jesus, his Son. And we're going to give you opportunity to pray the salvation prayer with us tonight in a few minutes. Now Jesus makes claims about it. Verse 48, the Jews answered him, aren't we right in saying that you are a Samaritan and demon-possessed? I am not possessed by a demon, said Jesus, but I honor my Father and you dishonor me. I am not seeking glory for myself, but there is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Very truly I tell you, whoever obeys my word will never be dead. Doubt that. Look up John chapter 3, verse 16. At that they exclaimed, now we know that you are demon-possessed. Abraham died and so did the prophets. Yet you say that whoever obeys your words will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham? He died, and so did the prophets. Who do you think you are? Jesus replied, if I glorify myself, my glory means nothing. My Father, whom you claim as your God, is the one who glorifies me. Though you do not know him, I know him. If I said I did not, I would be a liar like you, but I do know him and obey his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and was glad. You are not 50 years old, they said to him, and you have seen Abraham? Very truly I tell you, Jesus answered, before Abraham was born, I am. At this they picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus hid himself, slipping away from the temple grounds. Now you know only someone, the power of God, could immediately hide himself so that they would not stone him. That in itself demonstrates and shows the power that Jesus had that comes from God. Let's take this time to give opportunity for you to receive the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I'm going to read John 3:16 that I referred to a minute ago. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We need to receive God's best gift in order to have everlasting life, and to be one of God's children, to be part of God's family. John 1 verse 2 says, but as many have received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. So when you receive Jesus Christ, you become one of God's children. John 3:3, Jesus says you must be born again. Romans 5:8, but God proves his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I'm going to be explaining that in future lessons. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. In other words, we can only reach God through Jesus, our advocate, our go-between. And each one of us can individually speak to God through Jesus. John 10:10, I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. Let's pray together. Now, in America, we usually bow our heads and fold our hands, but however it's comfortable for you, it's fine. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, so honored and blessed to be sharing your word and the gift of Jesus Christ, God's best gift. We pray, Lord, that you would reveal yourself to those who are sincerely seeking after God for the real truth and knowledge of the real God and the true Messiah. If you have accepted the Lord before and you're with others, you can say this prayer with us to help them feel comfortable. Say in your heart or out loud, Lord, I confess my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And I ask you, Jesus, into my heart as my Lord and Savior. And help me to walk the life as a Christian, following the example that Jesus has given us in the New Testament. Help me to reach toward maturation as a mature adult. Share the Word of God with them. Help me to be diligent in my daily walk, to read the Scripture, to listen to broadcasts such as this, and to join together with others in a local church meeting house, hear God's word, and to worship. And we pray in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Now, an important part of being a good Christian is learning how to worship God, honor and respect Him. And I'm going to be playing a worship song, Endless Hallelujah. And I'm going to try a new technique here, which I hope it works. But just take this time to worship God. Seems to be very soft. I'm going to look up the words here and say the words. Doesn't seem to be loud enough, but it says, when I stand before your throne, dressed in glory not my own, what a joy I'll sing of on that day. No more tears or broken dreams. Forgotten is the minor key. Everything as it was meant to be. And we will worship. Worship forever. In your presence. We will sing. We will worship. Worship you. An endless hallelujah to the King. I will see you as you are, love you with unsinning heart, and see how much you paid to bring me home. Not till then, Lord, shall I know, not till then, how much I owe everything I am before your throne. And we will worship. Worship forever. In your presence we will sing. We will worship. Worship you. An endless hallelujah to the King. We will worship you. An endless hallelujah to the King. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. No more tears. No more shame. No more sin. And sorrow ever known again. No more fears. No more pain. We will see you face to face. See you face to face. And we will worship, worship, forever in your presence. We will worship, forever in your presence. We will sing, worship. Worship you. An endless hallelujah to the King. An endless hallelujah to the King. Now, I don't know if you're hearing this music, so I'll continue to talk and perhaps it'll be background music, but I am going to try to download that through my system so that I know it will work then. But I didn't have time to do that before I got with you tonight. But we are so glad you're here with us tonight. We know that God is real and that His Son, Jesus Christ, is the true Messiah, who's going to come again on the Mount of Olives. You know, right now, the world is having a discussion about the capital of Israel and its Jerusalem. And my word to you is, it doesn't really matter what the capital is of any country. When we have God and the Son of God in our heart and life, God is with us wherever we are. And it really isn't important to us whether one place be a capital or another, except for that, in this case, God appointed Jerusalem to be the capital of Israel. So if you're a Christian, you believe that. Now, if you're a Muslim, you might disagree with that. But as a Christian, my response to you would be, you have Mecca. You have Mecca. So why not be happy with that and let Jerusalem be the capital of Israel, for the people of Israel to have their capital? Now, I know all Muslims don't believe the same on all these issues, but we do hear that some believe or are even saying that Israelites don't have a right to live, but that's absurd. Every person is a human and in the sight of God has value. Now, we know that the Jews, many Jews, some have, but many Jews have not accepted the Jesus whom I believe in as the Son of God, as the Messiah, but they will see the truth eventually, for Jesus the Messiah will return on the Mount of Olives in Israel in the end time. Then we will all see the truth and reality. And then every person will have to answer to that truth and reality as to whether you accept or reject the reality of the true and living God as shown through His Son, Jesus Christ, the true Messiah. Now, we just happen to believe the Messiah lived on earth for a while, and His second coming will be on the Mount of Olives. Most Jews believe that's His first coming. But, you know, that's, in my mind, a minor point, because the important point is that everyone accept Jesus as your Savior, for when you do, you have accepted God the Father and the Holy Spirit. And I'm so grateful tonight for those of you who have accepted the Lord, and I pray God's many blessings on you, that God will be with you. We are nearing the end of our time together, and goes quickly, doesn't it? But we will be with you every Friday night, reaching out to the Eastern Hemisphere. And I'm starting a Sunday night special soon of just worship songs. But that will be at the same time, only on Sunday night. Look for the announcement of that in the future. And we are going to be saying our closing prayer together. Please pray with me. Dear Lord, thank you for each listener. Lord, we pray that you would help them to share the good news with others, that you will give them wisdom and understanding in the way of life that you would have us to live, and help them to have understanding of living skills, of how to bring good life to those around them. Give them wisdom, joy, peace, happiness, understanding, long suffering, patience with others, ability to share of the good news of the Lord and how He's changed their lives. We thank you for each one. We look forward again for our time together next Friday night or Saturday morning, as it may be for some of you in the Eastern Hemisphere. Saturday morning, and we just pray, Lord, that each day the sun comes up, that people will be reminded to walking with Jesus is stepping from darkness to walking in the light. Let each day as the sun rises be a reminder to them. And Lord, we pray that you will lift the oppression that I noticed when I was in the Eastern Hemisphere. Lord, lift the oppression of that part of the world. Bind the spirits of evil, of darkness, of the devil that seeks to destroy, as a roaring lion has spoken of in the Bible. Lord, we pray that you would put a hedge of protection around your family and help them to demonstrate the power, the glory of God to those who don't believe, that they will see the reality of God and believe in the true God. Thank you for each one. Be with us again until next time. Good night, and God bless you. We're so glad for this time together. Remember that all these lessons are archived on blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenny. And these lessons begin in February of 2012. So just about any lesson you click on, February, March, April, May, June, July, and August of 2012, are lessons in the book of John, and some have interpretations in Lao, Chinese, Swahili, and Thai. So look for those. Next week on Wednesday night, our lesson will be in English and Thai with co-host Nancy. So you can join us anytime. I always have English on each lesson. Thank you for being with us. God bless you. God loves you, and I love you. Take care. Good night. See you next. God bless you. God loves you. Until we meet again. Bye-bye.